Man Who Murdered Infants to Receive Taxpayer-Funded Breast Augmentation. By Paul Bois on July 30, 2023. A man convicted of murdering his two infant children will receive taxpayer-funded breast augmentation surgery now that he identifies as transgender. Jason Michael Hahn had been serving on death row at California's San Quentin before he began identifying as a woman in 2019, choosing instead to go by the name Jessica Marie Hahn. When Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order suspending the state's death penalty while mandating a stay on all executions, authorities then moved Hahn into the women's general prison population after a brief observation period. 4 years later, he now stands ready to receive taxpayer-funded surgery to aid in his gender transition despite his horrific crimes. Per Redux, Hahn was first arrested after the remains of his 10-week-old daughter, Montana, were discovered stuffed in a Tupperware container in Arkansas. The little girl's body was found in an advanced state of decomposition and had been abandoned on board an RV trailer once owned by Hahn after the vehicle had been repossessed and sent to auction. The buyer of the RV discovered the body in February of 2002 and called police. Montana's corpse had been in the plastic tub for approximately 1 year before she was found, and it was later determined that the baby had died of a fractured skull. During the course of the subsequent investigation, authorities linked Hahn to a storage locker in Arkansas, one they had local police search. A second corpse was then discovered, one belonging to a 6-week-old son Hahn was found to have murdered by head trauma in 1999. At the time of his arrest, Hahn had been with his then-partner, Chrissy Wernz, who both had custody of a 1-year-old who nearly died from severe injuries until authorities gave the child proper medical treatment. Amy Ichikawa, an incarcerated women's advocate and founder of the group Woman E Woman, told Redux that authorities quietly moved Hahn into the medical unit at the Central California Women's Facility, CCWF, earlier this year. Incarcerated women have been overlooked and forcibly made to be the losers of every political game possible when legislators need to dump a problem or sweep something under the rug out of the public's eye, Ichikawa said. Women in prison are now in an environment completely void of the opportunity to rehabilitate. They are in a state of constant hypervigilance and the long-term effects have resulted in mass CPTSD symptoms, she continued. They are quietly watching themselves being erased while men, who have penises, get facial feminization surgeries, laser hair removal, Adam's apple reductions, all paid for with your tax dollars. Ichikawa said that she does not know if Hahn has fully transitioned or if he simply wants to augment his breasts. These procedures are additionally humiliating to women who have lost their teeth from the arsenic and the hexavalent chromium in the water supplies, whose skin and hair are rough and dull from the same toxins, and who are denied breast reductions and told the procedure is cosmetic, Ichikawa said. The things that go on when the doors lock and the lights go out are unspeakable, and most of these women are so ashamed they may never be in a mental state to share these government-funded atrocities, she added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.